Thanks for joining us. It's Sunday and it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the Featured Artist Profile. This is a great show. A show where we get an opportunity to listen to a CD cover to cover. Some of the hottest Christian music from around the globe. Thanks for joining us for another Featured Artist Profile. I'm your host, Ken Watmore, and I've got an excellent guest with me today. Her name is Yancey, and her website is yanceynotnancy.com. So just in case I didn't say it clearly, it's Yancey, not Nancy. Yancey, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Good. So I'm going to go for that, you know, probably the same question you always get asked about that is, you probably had a lot of time where people just called you Nancy because it was a natural derivative.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's always a good portion of the experiences of when I meet someone for the first time, they just assume that I'm saying Nancy. So that happens a good bit, but, you know, it's all part of having a different name, so it's okay.
It's a great name. It's great.
Yeah, I like it. So it was a family name is how I got it.
Very cool. Well, let's just get into a few different things and find out a little bit about who you are, what you got going on. I will tell you, I've listened with my kids to this Rockin' Happy Heart CD, Big Songs for Young Hearts. You and I were talking about it just a second ago before we got on the air, and that is it's not your newest CD. You got another one coming out in November. We'll talk about that in a minute. But before that, you had this CD. Tell me a little bit about you and what inspires you to write this kind of music and share it, it seems particularly with young people, in a really cool way.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing music for a long time. I've actually been doing it for about 13 years. And when I first started, I was doing a little bit more of kind of a traditional Christian music sort of a thing, and was traveling to a lot of things with student ministry, more middle school and high school and things like that. And then a few years into that, really started leading worship a lot and having the opportunity to do that both on the road and in a church setting. And that was really kind of where had quite a few opportunities to work with preteen worship teams and even elementary worship teams, and really lead worship for all ages. I kind of joke that I've led worship for every age from birth till death, because I've done all of it. And I started writing the theme song for a summer camp program that was for elementary kids, and I did that for several summers, and that was kind of the thing that kind of opened the door for me to start writing some music geared for kids, and the response to it was really great, and looking back, it's amazing to see how God totally just directs your steps and aligns certain things and relationships and opportunities even when you don't realize what's coming up next in your life. And about 4 years ago, I made my first CD for kids, and then transition to where probably 95% of the events that I do now are for families or preteen students or elementary kids. So it's been a whole lot of fun just to get to make some music that is cool and relevant for them and can speak to them where they're at and have a lot of fun in the process. So it's exciting.
Well, it's really cool. And I will tell you, just from listening to this CD that I have and going on your website too, I want to just refer my listeners real quick, yanceynotnancy.com. I want them all to go there and check it out, because you've got some pretty cool little videos and stuff also that get them a little taste of who you are and what you do. But, you know, just listening to it, you're making music that does appeal to young kids, but it's good music. I mean, talented. So it's not like this, you know, hokey little kiddie music. It's really good.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it's definitely not your average kids music for sure. So, you know, I try to just make music that's good first and foremost, but obviously at the same time while I'm doing that, be aware of who I'm making it for and make sure that I think lyrically that's probably one of the biggest things. It's just that the lyrics are simple, because, you know, it's for someone that's, you know, only lived at the most probably about 12 years of their life. So we're not going to get too overly deep or too, you know, too crazy there. So keeping that simple, but keeping the music where it still is fun and it sounds like normal music and not something that was made for, you know, preschoolers. So,
right. So you talked about that, you kind of shifting over to 95% of your music being there. Do you have that? I mean, there's a 5% window out there somewhere. Do you go lead worship at churches? Do you try and do shows that are a little bit older crowd?
Yeah, well, I still, just because of the fact that I have been doing music for a long time, and there are, you know, different people and churches that are out there that have known me for a long time when I was doing other things that weren't just specifically geared for that age group. So I still get the opportunity from time to time to, like, lead worship for a high school retreat, or, you know, to share some music on a Sunday morning just with the adult congregation, stuff like that. So that still gets to happen from time to time, but definitely, you know, the core amount of the events that I do now are for families and preteens and kids. So,
yeah, you know, I guess I was asking that for the reason that I play myself a little bit, and I had played for a time, and I consider myself kind of a writer. So I'm looking at you also as a writer, and there's a poet in there. There's a writer in there. Do you find yourself kind of crawling away to write those really deep songs sometimes? And are those more just for you, or is it something that you share?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like the project that's in the works that I keep saying, one day I want to make a normal record again that can be for anybody, that, you know, there's no rules or limits. It doesn't have to be worship, or it doesn't have to be, you know, something that a 10-year-old can wrap their mind around or whatnot. But so far that hasn't happened, just between time and energy and resources and all that kind of stuff. But, because I lead worship a lot, I've often had people ask me, okay, what's your favorite age group to lead in worship? You know, since you've done a lot of different ages, what's your favorite group? And I can't say that I have, like, a favorite group, because, you know, everyone kind of offers something a little bit different from the other. You know, there's stuff that you can do with adults that you're not going to do with kids, but yet there's a whole lot of fun and looseness that you can, you know, do with kids that you're not going to do on a typical Sunday morning, you know, in an adult congregation and whatnot, and everything in between. So I think for me, although I definitely think kids are the easiest to lead in worship, in comparison, you know, I would be sad if I never had that opportunity to get to go and do something, you know, for some moms and dads from time to time, or, you know, for some young adults or whatnot. And I think for me, it helps keep me sharp and keep my ability to communicate to a lot of different audiences, for sure. But yeah, I mean, there are definitely some songs that I've written in the past few years that, you know, haven't landed anywhere on a recording yet, just because they don't fit the mold of kind of the records that I'm making right now. But one day I hope to at least maybe do like a little EP that can be for all ages. So it should be fun.
Yeah. You know, what's cool though, I gotta say, is that you're in that position where, you know, someday down the road, you're going to have kids that are like, you know, grown people saying, you know, you meant so much to my life at that time. You know, your music moved me when I was a little kid. You know what I mean? It's a special place to be where you're at. That's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. And, you know, it's amazing too how many random people that I come across, even now, that were like in high school when I first started out and was doing a lot of things for that age group, where I end up meeting someone at these events that I do, and he actually ends up being my drummer for those events. And he was like, yeah, you totally came to my camp. And, you know, when I went home and told my wife that I was going to be playing with this girl named Yancey, she was like, that's the girl that used to come to our camp. Or show up to a church and the sound guy is like, I had a CD of hers from a long time ago. And talking with my mom, she described, you know, like the artwork or whatever. He's like, yeah, that's the one that I had. So it's amazing how small of a world, you know, it all is, and how eventually it all connects back to each other. So I'm very, very blessed to get to make the music I make, and know that just because I have a lot of churches that sing my songs for their praise and worship times, and their services and programs and stuff like that. And just to know that even though I might not ever meet those students face to face, I get to be a small part of their walk with Christ and their journey towards knowing Him and growing close to Him from afar, just because of the music that, you know, I helped create and write, that they get to sing from week to week. And that's an amazing, amazing thing that I'm very grateful for.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that leads into the meat of all of it, right? Which is, you know, where in your life did you decide you were going to, you know, lead worship or make Christian music? Were you born into a Christian family, just grew up in that, and it was just an easy thing for you? Or was there a point in your life when you said, wow, I got to know who this Jesus cat is and follow him?
Yeah. Well, I did grow up in a Christian home. My dad is actually a pastor at a church, and he's been in ministry my whole life. So it was something that I grew up around and was, you know, obviously very familiar with from an early age. I accepted Christ when I was 7 years old, and for me, it was never kind of a question of, is this thing for real? Is it not? I mean, I just completely, you know, fell in love with Jesus at an early age, and music was always something that I was drawn to. And I mean, from the time that I was a young kid, it was just kind of obvious that was kind of the path that I was headed. And so, you know, started taking piano lessons as a kid, and was able to serve in my local church and be on some worship teams, and eventually play in some worship bands, and just kind of let my gifts grow and develop and make room for me throughout different opportunities and stuff that were just there as part of my church. And and then when I was 15 years old, my youth pastor came to me and was like, God, you know, put it on my heart to help you take, you know, your next step. I know that you want to do music, and I know that's kind of where your heart is and what you feel called to do. And so we're going to dedicate, you know, one of our youth services to you and have you do a concert for the youth group and all that kind of stuff. And so that was an amazing thing that I'm still very grateful for. And when I was 15 years old, I got to do that first concert, which was a big deal because up to that point, I'd only ever, you know, sang one song at a time, sang a special music here or there. So, you know, doing a bunch of songs and having to talk and do that whole deal was a big growing event in my life. And so from that point forward, then that really kind of helped me launch and start, you know, playing some songs that I'd been secretly writing in my bedroom for some people, and going out there and finding some other places in the community where I live to go and share my music and just kind of take it step by step from there. So that definitely has been, you know, the path that I've felt since an early age. I can't remember a specific date or time or place, but, you know, I know that my name is Yancey, and I know that God's called me to share my faith and share the things that I've learned and experienced through the music that I'm able to not only write, but sing and perform. And so that's just kind of where I've always felt drawn and felt like God had called me to be.
Very cool. I love it. I'll give you something to think about while I ask you this next thing. And that's that maybe like a moment where you remember out of all of the times that you've been performing or different camps and things like that, maybe just like a moment that you think sticks out in your mind, whether that's with your walk with Christ or whether it's something that happened with somebody else that really sticks out. But before that, let me ask you about tours and stuff. Are you currently... are you currently out there touring? You told me that you just got back from some concerts in Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, I did. I travel year round. It's not so much your normal, you know, tour like sometimes you hear about, you know, like the, you know, the Mercy Me 60 City Tour or something like that. It's not so much that where it's kind of clumped together in the matter of a few months, but I travel around, you know, year round to a lot of churches mostly, and then lead worship at some other events that are, you know, like held in convention centers and kind of more of a neutral location for preteens where I get to lead the worship at those events. So, you know, for the bulk of the year, I'm out there on the road traveling and doing different things. So it keeps me busy, that's for sure.
Yeah, I imagine it does. And then you're working on, I had referenced that on your website, yanceynotnancy.com, you had some videos of you kind of proposing a Christmas deal.
Yeah. I released a Christmas record last year. And so there's some videos from actually the sales meeting at the distribution company's office where I did a couple acoustic versions of the songs, which is kind of humorous because the record is not acoustic at all. but yeah, it's funny hearing that stripped down version of the song compared to what the record sounds like. But yeah, those videos are on there. And then, over the next, few weeks, definitely sometime in the next month, there's going to be, several new videos that we put up too that have some footage and some behind the scenes stuff of working on the new record that's going to release in November. So more videos to come for sure.
Okay, good deal. Good. Yeah, that's, I think that's really fun. And I think it's kind of the norm in the culture now to be able to connect that way. It's pretty important, probably.
Yeah.
So now I'll go back to that question. Do you remember any specific events or times or anything like that in your career where they just stand out, you know, and kind of poke you?
Yeah. You know, I can remember a camp that I led worship at last summer, where I just realized, you know, I was there leading worship for, you know, 4 days, I think. There was like 8 or 9 different sessions. And I think realizing towards the end of the week just how much those kids had grown and their understanding of what it meant to be a worshiper. They kind of, you know, had come in, start of the week, you know, goofing off quite a bit, to be honest, during worship and not necessarily participating the way that I would normally expect them to participate. And just, I think that process of really even over just a few different days of just sharing with them and communicating with them of, you know, what it means to be a worshiper and how we do that and what this time is about. And seeing just the amount of growth that had happened in that room. It was about 1,200 preteen students there that week at camp. And, you know, to get towards the end of the week and them just be singing wholeheartedly and students lifting their hands in worship and participating. That was just kind of one of those moments where I was like, awesome, like they get it, you know, and how cool that they got it in a matter of a few days instead of several months or several years. So that was definitely a favorite. And, you know, I think there's always from time to time where, you know, because I do write majority of all my own songs that, you know, there's days that you sing it and you remember even more so deeply why you wrote it, you know, and just that feeling of where you were at in your life and being extra grateful for all that's happened, you know, through that song and the lives that have been touched because of it. So there's definitely, you know, some days where I almost get choked up and teared up a little bit just thinking of not only the journey that God has, you know, had my life on and what that song means to me and represents in my life. And, you know, also from the time of writing that song to that point of standing there on that stage singing it on that particular day, the growth and the blessing that also has come, you know, in that time too. So that's kind of a repeating occurrence that happens for me with the music.
Yeah, what a cool thing to be able to experience that for your career, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is.
Cool. So it's Yancey.com. Tell us again the name of the new album coming out in November.
Yeah, the new album coming out is called Stars, Guitars, and Megaphone Dreams. So that's going to hit stores in November. And then we're going to do a pre-order on my website where you can get a little bit earlier starting in October. So be sure to check that out. Yeah. It's definitely a lot of fun. It's pretty rocking. It's cool.
I love it. I love the music, Yancey. It's
yeah. I love thank you.
A little bit, and we'll leave a link up on our website to yours so that people can go to your website and pick up your music and check you out. And
that'd be awesome. And one thing I want to let the listeners know too is with the Rock and Happy Heart CD that we talked a little bit about, there's also a devotional that I wrote that ties into what the music is about. It's a 12-week devotional where students can do a daily devotion and kind of dig in to, you know, what the song's about and how that applies to our life and, you know, what things that we can do to kind of put that you know, that virtue or that thing into action in our life. So if you're looking for, you know, something good come the Christmas season to pick up for a kid that's in your family or someone else that you know, the devotional is kind of a cool companion thing to the CD just to help kids grow in their faith and learn more about the Word of God too. So I'm really proud of that. Yeah.
That's on your site as well, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, is that like, do you find, is your stuff more geared towards young girls or is it geared towards both?
You know, it's not specifically geared for girls. I mean, obviously I do have a lot of girls that are drawn to what I do, just because I am a girl, but still have a lot of boys that, pay attention to the music and do it too. So we kind of went, that was a deciding thing going into it. It was like, do I want to make this be completely girl specific or leave it, the option there where it can still be for boys or girls. And we opted to leave it where it was, kind of neutral zone. So it really is just, not only sharing the biblical application to the songs, but, with certain songs, explaining why I wrote it and what that means to me and, lessons that I've learned in life and stuff. So it's a pretty cool thing just for kids, both boys and girls, to be able to dig in and learn a little bit more about God's word and then to learn a little bit more about the music and the process. So
I think that's awesome.
It's fun. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for telling us about that. Again, YancyNotNancy.com. We're going to listen to one of your CDs.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon.